Welcome to the World's Spire. The party suddenly found themselves lost in the mist. And these are no ordinary mists. The forests that they obscure shift and change while they're hidden. A pleasant grove there one minute, replaced by a large ravine the next. In an attempt to learn more of the nature of their surroundings, a rope was tied to Zelis, who climbed to the top of the tallest tree that they could find, to see what she could see. But at the top, she felt the rope suddenly go taut, and a few moments later, it broke with a snap, separating Zelis from her companions. Chapter 9, Lost in the Mist, Part 2.
Okay, how to start this episode?
Who knows?
I mean, you are the DM. You could decide that everything that happened up till now is irrelevant. And we're all going to have another snuggle party and everything's going to be okay.
Wait, but then, like, what about your boo? What about Farrell's new boo? That's not irrelevant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that part's important.
I guess it is. Yeah. All right, so I guess it's worth sacrificing Zelis to avoid.
Yeah, hello. You know what, Farrell? Sometimes you just have to be a little selfish.
Yeah, sorry, Zelis. Some dick came along. Just
yeah. Nice.
You can understand, though, right, Zelis? Right?
Zelis definitely won't understand.
She's like, what's that? Is it like Kegels?
Is this Kegels again?
I mean...
So the rope snaps and falls loose to the base of the tree, and Onyx runs up to the base of the tree and puts her paws up and goes, row, row.
Oh, no. Oh, it's
Tinsy
sad.
Starts just shuffling up the tree.
Wait, no. Tinsy, stop.
No,
down,
no,
down.
What?
What if you get lost too?
Like, come with me.
Okay. I guess I try to climb after her.
All right, so we'll get the two of you to roll strength. And I guess Tsutsutsu is going to try and follow you too.
Oh no, wait, does Zelis still have the harness?
Yeah.
The harness was still attached to Zelis.
Oh no.
What am I doing, strength?
Is it strength or athletics?
Athletics, yeah.
Oh, thanks, Feral. 13 plus 5.
I still have...
So, what's that? 18? 18, right?
Yeah, 18.
Math. Math. 13 plus 5 is math.
I rolled a 1.
Oh.
Tsutsutsu also rolled a 1.
Wow, you're really just gonna let me die.
So Tsutsutsu runs up to the tree and he's just like jumping up, but he can't get his little arms around anything. He just keeps sliding down. And
Wait, don't!
Ran up and tried to look really cool. And then, I don't know, maybe some bark came loose or something.
Yeah, he fell and just like tumbled over. Onyx is climbing up alongside Tinsy, but and the gray squirrel as well. But the others don't seem to be able to follow you.
Guys, wait! I made a whoopsie!
I don't think I can climb this!
I'm trying to think. Would Tinsy stop? Tinsy's really scared for Zelis. I don't think she heard. I think she's just going up.
Oh, no.
Okay, Tinsy, Gray Squirrel, and Onyx, I guess, are the ones who are able to climb here. All three of them scoot up the tree and disappear into the mist.
Oh no!
Tinsy, this is a really bad idea!
Tinsy does not hear you.
God damn it, Tinsy! What do I do now? Do I wait here? What do I do?
And as you and Tsutsutsu are trying to figure out what you do next, you see some black liquid dripping down the tree.
No.
And It appears to be liquid rot.
Oh, oh no!
Oh, tinsy goo.
You put that sentence back in your mouth.
May I smell?
Oh my god, what's happening to Zulus?
Well, Tinsy, as you climb the tree, you suddenly feel an impact on your head.
Oh, ew.
No, this is a more solid impact.
Even better.
Okay.
Zulus, can I get you to roll an unarmed strike against Tinsy?
Oh, no.
Oh my god. Oh, I am so sorry. I got a natural 20.
Oh, what? What?
Oh, no.
Oh no.
Alright. Well, that's going to do 2 damage to you, Tinsy.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. God. Worse. Apply changes. There you go.
I'm so sorry.
All right.
That happens. Ow! What?
So, Zulus, as you're running, you hear the rope snap and you pick up your pace, and suddenly there's something underfoot, and you trip and fall forward, and you and Tinsy go tumbling down off this tree and taking the Onyx and the gray squirrel down with you, and you all fall to the base of the tree, which is actually a fair bit closer than you remember it being, and you land in a dense marsh.
It moved!
Yeah, you idiot! It moved!
Feral! Tinsy just, jumps up. Feral! Feral! Tinsy!
You look around you, and this marsh, it seems like it was perhaps once beautiful, but even without Feral's ability to sense the rot, you can just tell with your eyes the rot is very thick here. You look down to the water all around your feet, and the rot is flowing through the water. The water itself is still, but the rot seems to be flowing in a given direction. The gray squirrel is spluttering and kicking in the water at the moment.
Zulus. Tinsy runs over and picks up the gray squirrel. Are you okay, little guy? And she starts trying to, wipe him down. So she takes some of her water and pours it over him to clean him.
And he, sort of rubs himself all over with his little paws and shakes his fur off. Hopefully he didn't ingest any of it.
Yeah.
As you look into the marsh, it's still misty, but the mist isn't as thick here. You can see maybe 10 yards or so ahead of you in any direction.
Well, I guess it's kind of useless to say that, we're not where we were, and there's also almost a pattern, I think, to how the trees are moving, but yeah.
Tinsy just stares at Zulus, her mouth slightly open, just staring at her. Oh no!
But maybe if we stay here, the tree will go back to where it was, and we'll meet Feral.
Which part of the tree moved?
Zulus just stares at you and is like. Blank.
I think maybe the top. Because I saw the tops move of the trees. So maybe it's just the tops and we're at a different tree. And maybe that's why it's so much closer, because the tree stump was smaller
to
the tree that we're now on. So now it's the tops out of the trees that are moving, so we just need to go back to the top. Maybe?
Tinsy just stares at Zulus again. She's like, I miss Feral.
Well, how about you just go back to Feral then, huh? How about you just go see her instead?
And
walks kind of away.
Tinsy just follows her with her arms open. Because she wants a hug.
Her back is to you. My back is to you. She doesn't notice.
Well... Tinsy, you're having trouble moving through this marsh. It's coming up almost to your chest in a lot of places. But as you follow Zulus with your arms open, you spot an empty harness on her back.
You are not about to jump into the harness. Oh, dear God.
Zulus, can you pause for a second, but keep... Just look straight ahead, but can you pause just once?
Are there snacks?
Stay really still. You might be able to get the snack. Just stay really still. I'm gonna help you, okay?
Okay.
And then Tinsy tries to leap into the harness. And as she tries it, she goes, I'm the snack! And tries to jump into the harness.
All right, can you roll athletics to get yourself quickly into the harness?
I can definitely do athletics, because I at least have some good skills in athletics. Some good... I'm sorry, I'm imagining this is so dumb. Okay. I got 10 plus 5, so 15.
Okay. Yeah, that's a success. You jump up, jump up onto Zealous and like quickly buckle yourself into the harness. Having watched it happen a few times, you're able to do it quickly. And now you got a free ride on Zealous.
The tabletop god smiled down upon you this day.
Zealous is like trying to get her off, like, I did not ask for this. I don't want this. Oh my goodness. I feel like Zealous kind of takes a little bit of psychic damage right now. She's really not okay.
You owe me after hitting me.
I didn't mean to hit you. I thought you... Like, what do you want? You were the one that followed me. If you didn't follow me, I would be alone.
I was worried about you. What? Do you want to be alone? Is that it? Do you want me to walk away?
I mean, I spent most of my life alone, so it wouldn't be any different.
Wow.
No, I'm happy here. Tinsy just goes and hugs and just like puts her arms around, like it's on her back, so hug her neck.
Zealous tries to kind of like nip at you.
Silly Zealous.
Meanwhile, like Onyx is just barely keeping her head above the water and looking real unhappy.
Zealous turns around and picks her up and holds her.
Okay. Well, your movement is definitely going to be labored.
That's okay.
Zealous carries her entire team along with her gray squirrel riding on Tinsy. And you slowly start to trudge through the marsh. Are you just going to head out in a random direction, or?
I mean, we don't really have any more options at this point.
Yeah.
You're just going to walk in circles?
Zealous, did you feel anything? Like, when things move forward, we usually like feel like where the wind blows if things are moving. Did you feel any wind blowing?
Can I roll something? Didn't know if I felt anything.
You didn't really feel anything when the forest shifted.
No, I just...
No tingles?
No, nothing. Just you.
And Tinsy just pats the back of her head. Yeah, that's me. Yeah, I guess we're just gonna walk?
Can I roll like a d4 to see which direction I had, like north, east, south, or west?
Yeah, you can do a survival roll to intuit direction.
Okay. Is this? No, that's not the d4. It's on it.
As we're walking, Tinsy's like, Farrell's gonna be so mad at me.
So I got 2 plus 4, so 6.
Okay.
Can I roll?
Can you roll to get out of the harness real quick?
Can I roll to, like, also cartwheel out of the harness?
Well, Zealous, you do take a look around. North and south, that's obvious. Mm-hmm. It's up and down. Yeah. As far as horizontal directions are concerned, you do remember that when you were traveling through the Deep Spire with the Druid clan, between seasons, did notice that there was a certain type of lichen that grew on the sides of rocks facing outwards from the spire, like in the direction you were coming from. But you're not able to spot any of that here in the swamp. So apart from your north and south, up and down, you're at a loss as to what direction you're facing.
Well, I go to Tinsy because Tinsy doesn't know that I... don't know which way, and I'm like, I think we should just go in. I feel like this one might be good, maybe. Yeah,
okay, you're the tracker.
I mean, let's not go that far, but okay,
yeah. Okay.
And I want to cast Pass Without a Trace.
Okay, Yeah, so you'll be good for the next hour then, for stealth?
Yeah.
Even though you're sloshing through this marsh, like, holding your entire party?
Yeah.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
For the rot, like, what type of thing is it considered? Is it a celestial, a fiend, undead? Like...
It itself isn't really a creature so much as a substance, but you guys have been able to detect it as both necrotic magic and as disease in the past, I think.
That's true, we did. Okay. Okay, cool. That's all. Thank you.
Okay, so you're just heading in an essentially random direction?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to do a roll on my side to determine what direction you're going in.
Pharaoh's gonna be so mad. Hi, Miss Farrell. Her hair was really pretty today, wasn't it?
I mean, it's fine.
Really? I thought it was really nice.
I mean, it looked too much.
Well, I mean...
It just looks like she was trying really hard.
I love your hair.
Zila suddenly has hair opinions.
Well, meanwhile, back at the other tree where I guess it was Feral's rope?
Yeah.
Has now been cut in half.
Is it now a 25-foot rope?
It is now a 25-foot rope.
Wait, is this whole time Zealous is just walking with the rope around her waist and it's just dangling behind her as she's walking through?
I guess so.
I love
unless
it.
You otherwise specify.
Nope. I wanted to stay that way.
You're looking at this sort of liquid rot that has dripped down the tree. But it doesn't seem to be an ongoing flow, like, you do see the last of it drip down the tree, and Tsutsutsu's just looking to you and looking around, and it's just the two of you at this point.
I kind of, like, am reaching out towards the rot, like, guys? And then I see the rot is just sliding down the tree in, like, a pool, and I get closer to it, like, guys? Oh my god! Oh my god!
What? Is that them?
I think they melted!
Oh god! Oh no! Oh, Amorta, how could you let this happen? Oh my god! Oh my god!
Can I put my hands on the rot and try to do a thing with it?
You put your hands on the rot and it just evaporates.
No! No! Wait! No!
Oh my god! What did we do? They're dead!
I can't mean to do it! And
Tsutsutsu just walks up to you, like, goggles completely fogged, and he's just like... puts his little hands around you.
I think I'm just gonna cry back at him.
Alright. Alright, well, I think we can assume that the two of them are gonna be crying for the next little while, so we'll cut back to
Zealous. I need to
us.
Oh my goodness.
I think my panic brain isn't the best brain.
I love Feral. You guys ever been so unfit that you laugh so hard that you're winded?
Dumb together, even dumber apart. We're so dead.
Oh my God.
Without Zealous's dice, I'm so dead. Hands above your head. And expand your chest cavity. You'll be able to breathe better.
Oh my goodness, does that mean you guys are gonna, like, pray to us to watch over you? Oh, and in reality, what's really happening is I'm literally carrying everybody across a march with no direct way to go.
While we're gossiping about Farrell's hair.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so meanwhile, Tintsy is riding on Seamus's back, and who's carrying the entire party, sloshing very slowly through this mud. Seamus, can I get you to roll a constitution saving throw?
She doesn't have any free hands, though.
Oh, for
fudge. Oh, wait, constitution saving throw?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Put it in your mouth and throw it with your mouth because your hands are full.
So I got a 5.
What?
Plus 3. So 8.
What?
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
You may be carrying everyone, but you certainly let them down.
Whoa!
That's what you get for talking about her hair.
Oh, Lord. Oh, no. Am I gonna be real dead?
Guys, I'm sweating. I'm sweating this whole thing.
Oh my god, I'm scared.
Okay, well, Tintsy, you notice that, like, as she continues going, like, she's starting to slow down more and more. As you're making comments to her, she's talking back less and less, and her breathing seems to be getting heavier. And at one point, she stops and leans a hand against a rock, and she seems to be breathing very heavily at this point.
Tintsy jumps down.
Yep. Now, you still are in the marsh, so there is still lots of
And you said it was just below my chin?
Just below your chest.
Chest. Oh, okay. Tintsy kind of wants to try to hold Zeus.
Like, pick her up?
Tintsy kind of wants you to try to sit on her shoulder.
You will be carrying the entire team
with Onyx in your arms.
I'm so happy that we got to write this series to the end, you know? It wasn't just being strung along forever, and we're getting to end this episode on a high note, and the whole series too.
It's like, Zeus absolutely breaks Tintsy's neck.
Well, Tintsy, can I get you to roll athletics to try and pick up Zealots?
Yes!
Oh no!
Dude, it's a plus 5!
Please, please do well. Please.
The DC is really high. Okay, I'll say the DC first. It's 22.
What? Oh, thank god! Okay. Oh, thank god, because I have a plus 5. It's an 18 plus 5.
Okay. Oh my god! 23!
No! It's a 23!
Oh, holy shit.
Wow. Okay. This might be my favorite episode so far.
I'm breaking.
I can't breathe.
Oh my god.
Okay, well, you, with the power of friendship, managed to get Seamus to sit down on your shoulders and lift up her legs, and you start sloshing through, and with tremendous willpower, you seem to be able to hold her up above the surface of the water. And you make it a few feet, and then you feel something yank above you, and you look up, and there is a tentacle wrapped around Zealous' arm, attached to the rock.
Does Zealous want
it? Come on!
Please roll for initiative.
Oh no!
Why? Why? Okay, I got an 11.
Oh no. Oh no, I got a 1.
No! No!
Are you kidding?
We just had such an epic moment.
Okay. Oh my god.
Okay, so Tintsy, what did you get for initiative?
I got 11. So 10 plus 1.
Did you hear what Zealous got?
It was 1.
1? Okay. I mean, she's super out of it, so.
I guess it makes sense, but I'm not happy.
But you were happy on my shoulders, right?
I definitely. She was like, oh, thank god.
And not like mad that she could have just been carrying you the whole time.
But you would have had to roll the constitution saving throw, probably.
Oh, yeah, so. Probably.
Okay, so. Okay, and here comes the hourglass.
Oh, right.
No breaks for us.
First up, Tinsy and the Gray Squirrel.
Okay, so I'm going to take out my sword. My sword and shield, and I'm gonna slash at the tentacle.
Okay, roll to hit.
Okay, so I remember, guys, that I actually have a plus for this.
Yes.
So that's under actions. So with my long sword, 12 plus 5. So is that a hit?
Yeah, that's a hit.
Okay.
Roll damage.
1d8 plus 4. 2 plus 4. Didn't do so well.
2 plus 4?
Yeah, 2 plus 4. But I also have my shield out. Can I also attack with my shield? Because extra attack.
You are carrying Zealous. I'd say that you need to have at least one free hand
okay.
doing that.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, so yeah.
So if I'm letting you carry Zealous, I'm at least going to take away one of your arms for combat.
And then suddenly she grew a third arm with the power of friendship.
All right. So,
R.I.P.
So, Tinsy, as soon as you notice this tentacle grabbing onto Zealous, you whip out your sword and slash it up against the tentacle. And the tentacle lets go, and you hear a screeching noise. And the tentacle recoils back towards the rock. And as you follow it with your gaze, you see a horrifying slug-like creature about the size of a large humanoid, but it's not humanoid at all. And it's got a ravenous beak-like mouth in the middle of four tentacles protruding outwards.
No! No!
And it hisses back at you like,
No!
Next up is this creature. It lunges out towards Tinsy, but it isn't able to get past her guard. She's able to somehow hold up Zealous and the rest of the party and deflect this creature with the hilt of her sword. And Zealous, you will be doing your attack rolls and ability checks with disadvantage, but it is now
Shit.
It is now your turn along with
Okay,
Onyx.
So how far is the creature?
The creature is mere feet away from you.
Okay, I want to use my breath weapon on it.
Okay. And I don't think you need to do an attack roll for that, right?
I don't. I just need to do damage, so which is 2d6.
Okay, perfect. So you sort of, like, lazily flop back over, and you're just like,
I got 2 sixes, so
hey.
A 12.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Hey.
And then it has to do a constitution saving throw, is that right?
Yes, a con of 14.
It's going to succeed that, so going to have the damage, so it takes 6 damage?
Yeah.
Okay, so Zealous, like, sort of flops over and, like, mouth hanging open, just, like, big plume of poisonous gas pours out and covers this creature on the wall, and it writhes and falls down off of the wall, not dead, but clearly not very happy, and it screeches loudly, and you see one more of these things drop its camouflage on a rock nearby on the other side from you.
Oh my god.
Is Onyx going to do anything?
Yeah, I guess she can go ahead and, like, try and bite.
Okay, so Onyx jumps out of your arms and on top of this creature and lands on top of it and tries to bite at it, but its tentacles whip and lash and prevent her teeth from finding their purchase. Next up, we are back to Tinsy.
Alright, so I am going to use what's called Bless.
Bless. Okay.
So I'm going to bless myself, I'm going to bless Zealous, and I'm going to bless Onyx.
Oh,
cool.
Thank you.
And then as a bonus, I am going to start up my Thunderous Smite.
Oh.
Nice. Okay, cool. Whenever we're in combat, I'm assuming the Gray Squirrel is just hiding in your armor, right?
Oh, yeah. I think this time the Gray Squirrel found its way into the harness.
Mm. Okay.
Oh, wait, no, the harness isn't on me. It's on Zealous. I assume that the Gray Squirrel goes into, like, the side of my shoulder and my chest pieces to hide in there.
Yeah, that's what I've been imagining, too. So these two disgusting, weird, slug-like creatures get up and start crawling towards the two of you.
Oh, should I do the kissing noises for the bless?
Yes, please.
That one's for me. Tough love.
Okay, well, they both critically failed their attack rolls.
Hell yeah.
Nice. So they lunge into
They saw this display of love and were like, what is that? Can I have love?
They both lunge in towards you, but Tinsy manages to somehow, with all this stuff on top of her, manages to leap out of the way, and the two creatures sort of collide in with into each other. They're both going to damage each other.
So. Oh my god, this is great. This is really...
This whole fight, I can't. Emotionally handle how good this fight is.
So as these two beaked mouths sort of hit each other, they're, like, clearly taken off guard. And the slug bodies are writhing and the tentacles are all tangled up in each other.
Now kiss!
Next up, Seelus and Onyx.
I am going to, I'm gonna try and use my short swords and attack. So I disadvantage?
Yeah, disadvantage on both of those, but you do get to add the bless to whatever the lower roll is.
Yeah.
Oh. So the lowest is a 5 plus 4, so a 9, the first one. And then the next one is, I got a natural 20. Ooh, that's
not bad. Oh, you're so disappointing.
Oh, no, I got a second natural 20.
Are you
serious?
What the
fuck?
I mean, I'm so happy you're part of my team, but like,
can we,
my guys hate me.
Can we commission a dice cam for Tessa?
Hey, you definitely can. I've never not said that you couldn't. So 24 is the second one.
Holy
okay.
Shit.
Well,
Wow. Wait, can we talk about the stat? Like, you rolled 2 natural 20s during a disadvantage.
And then do you want me to show you?
But you know what? She did roll a failure earlier.
That's fair.
Too.
Yeah.
The universe was writing itself.
Okay, well.
If ever you want, I can set up a dice cam if you don't believe me.
I believe you.
Alright. Well, Seelus sort of swivels around, like, almost drunkenly. She brings her first sword down, but it, like, just sort of, like, gently lands flat side down on one of the creature's heads and slides off. And, like, they disentangle from each other and their heads swivel towards you just in time for this second, more sharp side of your other sword to come down right on top of the one that was hit by your breath weapon.
So I'll do 5 damage.
That's some Jar Jar big shit.
So this, the sword lands on top of its head and the tentacles writhe and it recoils back a few feet.
Yeah.
He's so dead.
Next up, Tipsy.
Oh, yeah, me. Okay.
I love this.
So I want to attack with my thunderous smite.
Oh, yeah. Which one are you going to target?
I am going to target the one that Zealous hit.
Okay.
I'm going to double down on that.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, God, 19 plus 5.
Oh, damn.
Okay, yeah, that's definitely going to hit.
Yeah.
And then the damage.
So 1d8 plus 4. Okay, so 7 plus 4. That's 11. And then 6. Oh, 6. Okay, so 17. And 4. So 17, 21.
That's how much damage
did
you
count
do?
Did I do math correctly?
Yeah, I think
I think so. So you did 3 times its remaining HP.
Well, they have to do constitution saving throw, but I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, even if it halves that, it's super tense. So Tinsy just slashes upwards and, like, this sort of electric power courses out from you into the thing, and just with a huge explosive noise, the creature goes flying off into the distance and, like, lands with a big splash, and you see it float up to the surface sort of, like, crispy and smoking.
It said no!
Zealous kind of pats you and's like, good job.
And since he just, like, breathes because she's so happy, she's like, thank you! Ooh, thunder is audible within 300 feet of you.
Oh,
gotta get some thunder sounds for this fight.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do thunder sounds.
Wait, would that mean that possibly Feral would hear it?
Oh.
Feral does not hear it.
Oh.
Oh shit, you're real far.
I guess so. I'm still crying.
I miss Feral. Feral would have enjoyed this fight.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
I wasn't here to see you win. You're rolling so good.
In Tootsie's head, she's just like, I wonder if I could get Feral. Like, if Zealous carried Feral, could I carry all of them?
Just add Tootsie to it. Just make it a whole party. Yeah.
Seriously. The harness. What if you get to
the party harness.
All right, that was Tinsy's turn. Next up is this disgusting slug thing.
Did it have a name?
It is called a Grick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Grick.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stick with my original. Ew.
Ooh, tough snack.
No, no, Zealous, no. I just pat your like legs. No.
Zealous just like okay, like very out of it.
All right, well, this Grick lunges inwards and is going to hit Tintsy.
Oh, no.
I can take it. I'm buff.
It did beat your armor class. It got a 24 to hit.
Holy rude.
Wow.
Is your armor class at 19?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it lunges in, and simultaneously you feel its barbed tentacles wrap around you and cutting into your face and your neck. And at the same time, its beak-like mouth bites at you.
Okay, well, how much am I taking?
Oh, wait, sorry, that was the wrong die. oh, gosh. I'm going to be rolling for a while, sorry.
What?
Oh no.
God.
By the way, don't forget, both of you, you guys have inspiration.
Yeah, guys, you gotta use that sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you mess up, forget inspiration.
I should have done that for my constitution though.
Yeah, totes. Yep. That's life for us in the world spiral. I'm real nervous hearing all these rolls, though.
Seriously.
He's still going.
Okay, are you ready for the total damage?
No. Yes.
Alright, well, this creature has done 31 damage to you.
No!
How much do you have, Nancy?
I now have 21 HP.
Okay.
So, I mean...
Okay.
Ow! Why?
Tinsy, can I get you to roll strength to keep holding on to Zealous?
Oh, damn it.
Because that was a pretty wicked blow.
Oh, that was a really wicked blow. Okay, so straight strength?
Yeah.
Okay. That 20!
Yes!
Still pump.
Tinsy is unbudging and takes this barrage of assault without dropping her companions.
Oh my god.
Stupidest thing I've ever done in my life.
Oh my god. Okay.
I can't.
Holy.
Oh okay. My goodness.
I appreciate that, but I also kind of wish that Nat 20 was like on a fight.
Alright, well, Zealous, you're up next, and you look down and see this creature just wrapped around Tinsy's face, and she's not dropping you.
I'm like, oh, okay, I was gonna use Cure Wounds, but if that's still on your face, then I feel like it might just do worse damage.
Depends on how it rolls.
Oh, yeah, because your turn's next, so I feel like Cure Wounds is fine. Yeah, yeah. So I'm gonna use Cure Wounds. I'm gonna cast Cure Wounds.
Oh, girl, thanks.
You're welcome. And it's second level, so it's going to be 2d8 plus 1.
Okay.
So.
I would like to take this moment to thank Zealous for the love and
Eight.
Friendship. Oh! Okay, I really thank Zealous.
4. So 12, 13.
Okay, so you may heal yourself for 13.
Oh, thank you. I'm at 34 now.
Alright, so you could take one more hit like that.
Yeah, how does Zealous cure the wounds? How does she do it?
She literally just, like where the thing isn't touching you, she just kind of goes like, head on the top of your head, and then at the bottom it would just kind of go.
You're
like,
just patting. You're just patting my head yeah. and chin.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love it.
Pat, pat.
I love this.
Is Onyx going to do anything?
Yeah. Actually, yes. I think she's going to try and go onto the arm that's around Tinsy's face, like try and bite it.
Oh yeah. A little bit of because she was riding the one that Tinsy killed, but she jumped off. Before it got launched.
Okay. Oh, thank God.
So she's going to jump onto the other one, I assume.
Yes. Oh, don't forget I blessed Onyx as well.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's right. So she gets an additional 1d4 to her roll. But she's going to hit either way. So.
Yeah, throw salt on that slug, Onyx.
Okay, so she's going to jump onto the slug and give it a big ol' bite.
Hell yeah.
1d6 plus 2. Ah, she rolled a 1,
oh.
though.
Oh, that's actually no.
Yeah, but
it wasn't like a gourmet escargot. It was like a canned one.
Yeah,
that was like kind of open. Like the can was dented, so like air got into it, and it's just yeah. really bad.
Yeah, oh, gross.
And then next up, we have Tinsy.
So Tinsy is going to slash at the tentacle guy.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
All right, give me your roll to hit.
Okay, so 20, so 15 plus 5.
Okay, yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then damage roll?
God damn it. Only 3.
Only 3, okay. so it's going to take 3 damage.
Oh, hold on.
Sorry?
It's 1d8 plus 4, so I can add 4 to the 3 that I just rolled, right?
Oh, 1d8. Yeah.
Okay, wow. I did that the last time and I forgot about it. Okay, so it's 3 plus 4, which is
oh my god, that's
7.
Right.
Sorry. It's so bad. Give me numbers and that's it.
7.
Well, 7 is much better than 3. So,
oh my god.
So yeah, this thing is still trying to bite at your face, but you managed to give it a good slash and it recoils and seems to be starting to second guess its meal.
That's right.
It better.
But then it looks up to Zealous, who still looks super groggy, and decides it's going to try and go after her instead.
Oh.
What's your armor class, Zealous?
12.
Oh, okay, that's going to be a hit.
Oh.
All right. Feel free to get yourself a drink while I roll a million times.
Oh, no. Oh my god.
Feel free to write yourself an obituary. Which is probably what Farrell's doing in her journal right now.
Yeah.
I lost 4 friends technically, because
yes.
Onyx and the Gray Squirrel.
Yeah.
I lost 4 friends today.
What would you write about us?
I don't know. She's probably just writing whatever comes to mind, so she's sitting there with her like pen and it's just like Zealous was dumb, but she was like a big good dumb, and she was great. She had this cool breath thing, and it was really scary. But when she got to know her, she was really good. She like really wanted love. She just didn't know how to ask for it.
Oh, it's so true. At one point during like either end of episode or whatever, you should do another diary entry where you're reading like our obituaries that you wrote for us or something.
Oh my god, yes.
We'll see how this plays out, because either that would be like haha funny or too soon.
Oh. I mean, yeah, it's true.
That was worth it just for Tessa's face.
Yeah.
I love you.
Okay, this is gonna do 20 damage.
Okay. Okay, where I have 29. 29.
Okay.
You guys have good hit points.
Yeah, I have 49. So, yeah.
Okay, so it lunges up after having recoiled from Tinsy and wraps itself around Zealous instead. And Zealous, you may now react because it is your turn.
So I'm gonna use my short swords and try and like jump.
Okay, yeah.
Is that it?
Give me your
two. The noise you're choosing?
Okay. Yeah.
Swords?
And then Onyx is also gonna go after the beast or whatever. Well, not the beast.
Can you like add like verb to and like echo it?
Shwing. Oh, I heard like add a verb, so I was like, oh, like ing at the end, is that what you want?
Reverb. I was just shortening it like a cool person. And he gets me right.
I'll make it real dramatic and loopy.
So the first is a 2 plus 4, so 6, and then the plus. plus 2, so 8. And then the next one, 19, but I'm on disadvantage. But could I use inspiration?
Yeah.
To even it out?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can use your inspiration to cancel it.
Okay, so I get 19 plus 4, so 23 plus 2, so 25.
All right. So yeah, that's definitely going to hit. So roll your damage for that second attack.
So that's a 5 plus 1, so 6.
6? Okay.
Screw this weird tentacled bird thing.
What was it called? A grok?
Grick.
Sounds gross.
So Celis kind of like lamely slaps it a couple times with one hand, but then you sort of shake yourself a little bit and give it a good stab with your other arm.
Hell yeah.
And you can see a splat of blood as it recoils and jumps off of you, and this thing is writhing around and looks like it's right on death's door. And would you like to have Onyx try to finish it off?
Yes, I would.
Don't forget, Onyx has plus.
Yeah, Onyx has plus.
That's true.
Don't forget.
All right, that's a 16. Yeah, that's going to hit. Oh, yeah, that's going to do it. So she did 10 damage.
Yeah.
Which is more than twice as what it had left. So
also goes flying across the marsh.
No, she jumps onto its back and sort of like finds a pulse point and sinks her teeth into it and shakes, and you just hear sort of a crunch and the thing stops moving and slumps down into the water.
Whoa, on it. Hello.
God damn.
And then she like sort of is like standing on top of this thing, just like floating, like using it as a boat on the water.
Zula sees that and is kind of like, maybe we should like get on it and kind of like take a nap.
I think that'll sink though, Zealous.
I'm not feeling too well. She just kind of pats your face and just isn't saying anything worth hearing, really.
Well, you guys could climb up onto the rock that it was hiding
on. Yeah. Tinsy is going to do that. Tinsy's going to shuffle with Zealous on top and go up to the rock. Come on, Onyx, let's go.
And you guys, I assume, are going to take a short rest here?
Yeah.
Yes, should we do can I use my lamp before we rest? I'm kind of like worried about Zealous and how she's doing.
Oh yeah.
I want to check if she has like a disease or some poisoning. So I want to do lay on hands and use up 5 to try to cure whatever, like, if she has it.
Yeah, you're pretty sure that she's getting sick from the rot. Fortunately, you are pretty practiced at healing the sickness that comes along with this, and you pump the magic into her, and her breathing begins to even out again. And she seems to be recovering. As you're doing this, you remember Tsutsutsu's words, how you can heal the sickness, but the rot is still in there.
And so we can press the short rest now?
Yeah, you two can press the short rest, and we will hop back over to Feral and Tsutsutsu, who are both sort of like lying on the ground with this like red eyes, sort of staring up into the misty cavern above them, having cried all the tears they could cry, feeling a bit dehydrated, mourning your friends who appear to have turned into goop and then been evaporated when you touched them.
Yeah. Oh, I think they'd want us to go on.
I mean, probably. What do we do? Do we keep trying to follow? Hang on. Wait a minute.
What?
Why would they have just turned into rot goop?
I don't know. We don't know what happened up there. But what if they got squished by something and they turned into goop?
But that goop was, like, rot, though. It wasn't fleshy or bloody or
gross. I don't know anything about the rot. I just know that I'm an avatar and I can make the rot disappear. I made the rot disappear, and what if it was them?
But I don't think it was them. I think that maybe wherever they went, there was a high concentration of rot. Maybe they're okay.
What?
They might not be dead.
It's been like an hour.
Yep, we should probably get moving. They might be in trouble.
I'm such an idiot.
Wait, so while we were walking through the woods, you guys were able to follow the rock, right? You were able to sense it?
That was mostly tipsy.
But I think I saw you doing something.
Yeah, a little.
Okay. Well, do you sense anything around us?
Just give me a second. And I fix my hair because it got a little bit loose. Yeah. And I, try to, rub my eyes because they're all red now. And I'm, really gross and I know it. But I don't really have any water around. So I just kind of, rub my face into my sleeve and do one of those, okay. And then what do I do? You want me to roll, or?
Let's do...
It's like my favorite scene.
You can either do perception or...
Why do you sound so excited?
Goop!
If you look at your list of abilities like perception and that kind of thing, feel free to make an argument for any of these. Mm. But perception makes sense to me. Survival, we were using for tracking before.
Yeah, survival or insight? Maybe?
Insight's more like empathy.
Okay. We were using survival before, so can I use that again?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So that's going to be an 11 total.
11 total? Okay. Yeah. So you cast out your senses for the rot, and fortunately, it does seem like whatever spot you were on before you came to the... little ledge that you guys camped out beneath, it seems like it hasn't completely separated itself from the path that you were following with Tinsy and the others before. You might have to go a bit slow, but you should be able to continue following the trail as long as you're careful. And Tsutsutsu will roll survival to attempt to track as well, though he's going to roll with disadvantage because he's not entirely sure what you guys were doing.
Oh boy.
Okay, well, he critically failed.
Don't forget, you're inspired, Feral.
Yeah, but that doesn't work for him.
Oh, yeah.
I think I saw what she was doing. I think we have to go this way.
And he's pointing in completely the opposite direction from where you sense the rock going.
I appreciate the effort, but just let me, okay?
Oh, okay.
Alright.
He just waddles back up to you and holds onto your tunic.
Okay, well, we're gonna go this way. Is this the right thing to do? What if they come back?
I don't know if they can or if they would know how. The forest shifted and took them somewhere. I don't know where. We could try yelling.
Okay, yeah, you know what? How about we walk and yell? Or talk really loud. Do you sing? Can you sing?
I can sing Molish songs.
Alright, sure.
Oh boy, now I have to make up a Molish song.
Sing a little bit for us right now. So we can get in the mood. Yes!
Oh my goodness.
Man, this is such a chaotic episode.
Oh my goodness, it is.
All right. Well,
Oh no, there's a dice roll.
Is it a performance check? Did he do well in the song?
Did he sing real good? Is that what he's doing?
Did he sing too good and now he sounds like a siren?
He sang so well that Tinsy and Zilas heard him through all the magic and we were able to reunite.
You know, it'd be funny if we were literally around the corner from each other.
It would be hilarious.
We're just walking in circles.
Yeah. In this fog, we're actually not that far from each other. Yeah. But we haven't actually, we're walking around that one clearing that we, left.
All right, well, you guys wander through the woods, and you're casting out your senses and following the greater path of rot, which seems to be getting slowly stronger and stronger as you go. You and Tsutsutsu are making lots of noise. He's singing every song he can think of off the top of his head. You have no frame of reference for whether or not he's a good singer, because you've never really heard much Molish before. You've heard none, in fact. So who knows? Maybe he's a terrible singer, but he's cute, so... And then, while he's thinking for songs, you're calling out for Zealous and Tinsy, but you don't hear any responses. Eventually, several hours later, you do feel the ground beneath your feet starting to get wetter.
Oh, it's muddy here.
It's really gross.
Oh, are you sure we have to go this way?
Yeah.
All right, well, you guys keep wandering into the marsh, and you come out from the trees, and you're in a much more open, marshy area, and the mist is thinner here than it was back in the trees, but you still can't see too far away, maybe like 10 yards or so, which is a lot better than you were able to see in the trees, but you can tell this marsh is still part of the forest. You haven't left the forest or anything. And as you look down into the water, you can finally visually see the rot that you've been tracking that is moving through the water. The water itself is fairly still, but the rot in the water is flowing as if it's going into some central point.
Oh, can I follow the rot towards wherever it's heading?
Yeah, as you start walking in, Tsutsutsu is starting to wade into this a little bit, and he doesn't seem too affected by the rot in the water, but he looks grossed out, though. He's just like,
oh, nasty!
You want up on my shoulders, buddy?
Yes, please!
And okay. He, like, raises up his little arms.
Question, since she's in the water, and the rot is in the water, and she's touching the water, would things start to, like, heal?
Yeah, well, as you walk through the water, you do definitely notice that any rot that you touch is turning to earth, and any rot that you touch no longer continues to follow the flow of the rest of the rot, but you're still able to see several feet away from you as the rot that's moving more around you. You're still able to continue seeing the direction that it's flowing. So even though the stuff immediately around you is just mud and perfectly safe, you're still able to continue tracking the rot very easily just by sight.
Feral's like invisible bubble girl.
Seriously.
Like you know, like the bubble boy, but like her bubble is invisible.
What?
You know about bubble boy?
No.
No.
What? It's this kid that's like allergic to everything, and so he had to live his life in a bubble. So he was protected by everything. So I might say like Feral is like lives in a bubble because she's like protected from all the rot. But her bubble's invisible because it's just her.
So the knives and the swords can still go past it and hurt me. Does it smell really bad?
Yeah, it smells rank in this marsh. It's the rot, you've come to realize, smells very strongly of decay. This is a smell you're very familiar with by this point. So even if you had your eyes closed, you could probably continue tracking the rot that's flowing through this marsh right now.
It's a good thing you don't think it's still us. Like the rot, the rot is still us.
Yeah, that was just that one bit of rot. When I touch the rot for the first time as I get into the water and it kind of like peels away and disintegrates, I just kind of get that like little flashback to disintegrating the goo I thought was my friend's, and I shiver a little bit.
Well, finally, you push aside a thick group of wilting reeds, and something large comes into view. The liquid rot flowing through the marsh gathers from all directions into one central point, slowly congealing into a solid mass.
Oh no.
Ew.
The mass seems to sense you.
Oh no.
And it slowly turns towards you.
Ooh.
The beast's skull, still only half-formed, has only regained one eye socket, but its hollow gaze fixes directly on you.
Oh, no.
Its jaw hangs open, connected only on one side, but as the beast continues to gaze towards you, it begins to make a loud booming sound. And a moment later, you realize what the strange noise is. The beast is laughing.
No.
At that moment, rustling and splashing surrounds you as several dozen foothold soldiers reveal themselves and quickly form a perimeter around you. A soldier in golden armor, with a helmet fully obscuring his face, steps forward. For the crimes of defying spiritual re-education and taking arms against the holy beast, you are hereby placed under the custody of the foothold of Amorta. And that is where we will leave off for tonight.
Thank you. Oh, Feral.
Oh my god. Feral's gonna be so mad when we're back.
She'll be fine. She was like, doing her hair. She's probably still doing it. She hasn't noticed we're gone.
Oh, she's probably so worried.
She's probably fine. She has zoo.
That's true. They'll be okay.
They probably stayed where they were and waited for us to come back.
I hope so. Yeah. We'll make it back.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm so mad right now.